Isis, Horus, and the scorpions continued on their journey until they reached the northern delta. There, in a place called Chemis, Isis decided they would be safe. The scorpions had completed their mission, and for the most part, they had done it bravely and well. So when they saw that the goddess was safe, they returned to Toth. Isis and Horus were safe from Set for now, but the Delta marshes were a dangerous place. Young Horus faced many dangers from the crocodiles and poisonous snakes that roamed these places. Fortunately, Isis watched over her son and kept him safe until he reached manhood. And when that time came, Horus left Chemis and returned to Lower Egypt to avenge his father. And as other myths of Egypt tell, after many bloody struggles, Horus finally defeated Set and became the greatest sun god. The Myths of Ancient Egypt. The myth of Isis and the seven scorpions was discovered in 1828. It was carved on a stone panel, or stele, discovered in Alexandria, Egypt. The story was first told in ancient Egypt over 3,000 years ago. At the time, the Egyptians worshipped many gods and goddesses. To the ancient Egyptians, the goddess Isis was a devoted mother. She not only protected Horus, but was the guardian of all children. As this myth shows, Isis was seen as a healer. She healed by the use of spells, perhaps given to her by Toth. Several myths about Isis include her special spells. Why did Toth give Isis seven scorpions? Seven was a number of great power in ancient Egypt. Seven scorpions would have been the best protection against the evil Set. Toth, by the way, had several forms. As in this story, he often appeared as an ibis. At other times, his head took the likeness of a baboon.